I used to cruise a lowrider, a Firme 63 Bel Air, and everything was original except for the hydros. I even took the pilgrimage to Española, New Mexico, the lowrider capital of the world, and I got respeto for my ranfla. But that's not what being Chicano is all about. I remember when I was a cholo with the creases in my khakis, razor sharp, tattoos y todo, and my Pendleton buttoned at the top, and those corduroy bedroom slippers. You remember those chopos? And that grease I put in my hair, tres flores. I had a three-finger habit, and that stuff, it kicks my hair back just right every night, and it never completely washes out. But that's not what being Chicano is all about. Then I learned my Chicano history about Cesar, Che, Tijerina, Aztlan, the walkouts, the boycotts, the riots, the resistance. And I was angry that I wasn't taught all this in school. But I still hadn't figured out what being Chicano is all about. Then I became a militant Chicano with my fist in the air. I was ready to conquer the establishment. I started spelling the word Chicano with an X because that's the way the Mexica would have spelled it. I stood at the pinnacle of the pyramid of the sun, and I was ready to throw myself to the bottom for any cause. But I still hadn't figured out what being Chicano is all about. I never got a tattoo teardrop. I never got mi vida loca tattooed between my thumb and my finger. I never did a drive-by or spray-painted my placa on the wall, but that has nothing to do with what it is to be Chicano. Chicano is the fire that feeds my soul. It's the blood of my ancestors racing through my veins. It's the passion in my heart. Chicano is the love for mi familia. Chicano is the love for mi cultura. Chicano is the love for mi raza. It's about having respeto, respect. It's about being humble, but knowing when to fight. Chicano is the burning that's inside me, that moves me, that motivates me, that makes me who I am. My name is Manuel Gonzalez, and I am Chicano.
See, what is today? Today is Thursday, July 16th, 2020. And boy, does it seem like the world's about to start crumbling around us, you know? Some ice cold refreshing Aztlan water. Love it. So what's up, guys? Happy Thursday. I am happy to be with you today to record this podcast on the Apochley Show. This podcast on the Poach. Yeah, that didn't sound right. Whatever. Chicanoism. Should we just talk about that? The entire drive to, should I say it, to work? So, oh man, I've just been watching a lot of Chicago stuff this morning, and it actually kind of made me late just because I was so enveloped. Is that how you say it? Maybe indulged in the Chicano culture. So I ran into a post this morning on Facebook. One of my Facebook friends said, or asked rather, what Chicano is and how it relates to the Mexica. You know, one being that the Mexica people are the tribe of the Aztecs, you know, which they never referred themselves to, but that's just the modern day lingo that everyone remembers them by. But they actually called themselves the Mexica, and that's how Mexico came to be, you know. And then if you do Chicano, which would be spelled with a C, you know, in normal day tense, but if the Mexica would have spelled it with an X at the beginning, so Chicano, you know. To be honest, I don't remember what that word means in Nahuatl, but in modern day times, I guess I could tell you what it is to be a Chicano, what is Chicanoism, what, you know, what the heck is Chicano culture, you might say. So I guess I can just kind of talk through that for this show, because, you know, I want to start having themes around these podcasts, you know, and give you guys value. I know I've been saying that, you know, but it's been hard to execute when you deal with a bunch of issues, you know, like depression, anxiety, yada yada. You know, and it's tough because you don't want to say, you don't want to have excuses, you know, but whatever. Anyways, so Chicano, you know, I think one of my Facebook friends, my other Facebook friend said it best, you know, and essentially, the Chicano is the, how did he word it? He said it really, what's this guy doing with this biking around like he owns the road. Sorry, I just had to focus on the road a little bit. Okay, yeah, so basically, you know, to be a Chicano was to have the self-determination, to make something out of yourself. You know, the Chicano movement, right? It was a realization that you were too Mexican for the Mexican side, but you were too gringo for, you know, you're so too gringo for the Mexican side, but you're too Mexican for the white side. So, you know, you weren't. So you weren't really seen, you know, as a. You weren't real. You know, you didn't really have a home, homeland. So, a lot of these communities within the United States, you know, with that, which at some point were indigenous communities that had have always lived here in the United States, even before the United States was a thing, you know, before 1776, before any of that, you know, the Chicanos lived in this land. This was the once mighty Aztlan, and at some point it might again become the mighty empire of Aztlan, and you know, it might be my grandchildren or you know, my children's grandchildren or my grandchildren or my child. Who knows? Who knows what will happen, you know, within the next couple of years. You know, for all we know, there's a war with China next month, and Texas decides to declare its independence from the United States. California decides to declare their independence from the United States. The Mormon government of Deseret declares their independence, and we just have a new political, you know, we just have a new game. There's a whole new, you know, world at play, and people have to play their cards to carve out their indigenous rights. So who knows if that will ever happen. Things are crazy, you know, for all we know, the world can end absolutely as we know it tomorrow. You know, we're still dealing with the pandemonia. We still haven't figured that out yet, you know. What's crazy, you know, yesterday I think on the Joe Rogan Experience, he mentioned that if Florida was a country, it would be the fourth highest country as far as COVID, positive COVID testing. That's insane, you know. And it's all those young people congregating at the beaches and this and that. Scary, for sure. But yeah, you know, that's basically where how Chicano came to be. You know, it was a self-determination of the people to carve carve a culture, carve their own, you know, basically declare their own independence, because like I mentioned, they didn't feel like they were Mexican enough for the Mexican side. They didn't feel like they were white enough for the white side. You know, so they just had to figure out a way to make it work. You know, and then here we are still dealing with these same issues 50 years down the line, you know. It's insane. You know, there's been so many injustices in this world, you know, and I know a lot of people don't really care about the brown person, you know, like, for example, San Diego, right? San Diego, that's a Spanish, you know, name. You know, so the town derived from a Spanish settlement, you know, but before that, it derived from first it was a Mexican settlement. Well, now it's American now. It was Mexican, you know, and then it was Spanish, and before that, it was just indigenous, you know, it was just land, and I'm sure there was some territorial land, you know, and I don't know the exact details at this time, but right now, you know, it's San Diego, you know, and so that's, that just tells you, you know, if anyone has a Spanish, this name of a Spanish descendant, just as the same land, right? So both the land and the last name have a Spanish history behind them, right? So, and then you have this American with a last name of Smith or Johnson telling Chicano to go back to his country. Like, how does that work, you know, to go back where he came from? You know, not then, you know, there's a YouTube clip I watched. How does that work? You know, like, he has the same last name almost as the city that you're living in. You know, like, his roots go back, like, way before your roots, you know, settled in here. So it's like, you know, those kind of things are crazy to me. And I think at some point there might be some consolation prize, but we're not there yet. Oh god, this is slow. Hate it. This guy is in the fast lane on his U-Haul, hauling his Kia, and is doing a very bad job. It seems they're very nervous and swerving a lot, you know, so I should probably go around, but I shouldn't have to. He should go into the right lane. Like, what the heck? But it's probably safe, good that he's in this lane, because there's, like, pedestrians on the other lane, and it's not good that he's swerving, but, you know, I'm just kind of worried that that car is just going to fall off. Oh, God. People are so... I don't know. Guess I can maintain my distance and not... and mind my business as long as it doesn't fall down on me and kill me. But he really is an idiot for not pulling over to the right-hand lane. But anyways, yeah, so that's, you know, Chicano. And I was watching a documentary, which I need to finish at some point, about Chicanos and like how all that played out when they started building the borders and whatnot, you know. So it kind of inspired me to do more content like that and just kind of get the word out there, because you know, I remember reading about a lot of the stuff that I was listening to, but I just simply forgot about it, you know. And I think it would be a good thing to bring it out into the light again and redistribute some stuff in modern context. I just wish I had, like, time to devote myself to this, you know, instead of a job that I don't feel is getting me anywhere, that brings me nothing but distress, where I work with a bunch of individuals who don't want to partake in teamwork, especially with someone who looks like me. Oh, man. Well, at some point, you know, hard work pays off. And if there is something Mexicans are good at, is working hard. So that's what I'll go ahead and do, you know, and at some point things will get better and this too shall pass. For now, you know, just gotta do my best, gotta do my best to represent my people in the best of light, you know. I gotta work hard, not just to better myself for the betterment of myself, but for the betterment of my people, my community, and my ancestors, for the most part, most importantly, and the sacrifices they made for us to be here. Oh, God. so much dread just pulling up into this parking lot. I could really go without it today. Just seeing people I don't like who aren't supposed to be here today, breaking the rules because they just do whatever they want like always, but you know, they're privileged old white men, so they can do whatever they want apparently. Whatever, you know, I'll come here and slave away and do bullshit things I shouldn't be having to do that are outside my job description, that are outside my job pay scale, simply because, you know, that's what people like to do.